Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
Well, you know, I want to talk to you about it because I do believe that there are some big things that are happening here in 2020. And I do believe that God, have you ever seen a blueprint for a house? It's got the walls, the rooms, everything else. I believe that God's given us a blueprint for what's going to happen in 2020. Now, each blueprint is different. Everybody's got a different blueprint. Whether you're here or you're online, Ferguson, Weldon, wherever you're at, you have a different blueprint. But there are some things that are the exact same. How many of you guys know you need a foundation in a house? Right? Some of you just wrote that down. You're going to need a foundation. You're like, that's why that house fell over. I knew something. You need a foundation in a house. You have to have rooms. You have to have bathrooms. There's some things that are the same, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's really the blueprint of our faith. The blueprint. God's given us a blueprint, and he said, hey, these are the things that if you just do these things, these are the essential things to building. But here's the thing with a blueprint. You can have a great blueprint, and you can have a perfect blueprint. It's got everything that you have ever want. But how many of you guys know you're going to have to call the contractors? You're going to have to call the builders. There's going to be some work that's involved. Work. Some of you guys like, not today. If you were preaching this message tomorrow when I went back to work, but not today. But there's going to be some work that's involved. Because there's work to our faith. We can sit and believe God all day. 100%. We believe, we receive when we pray. We're just going to believe God. We're just going to sit on the couch. I'm going to pray. I'm just going to believe God. Oh, things are good. But how many know you're going to have to work? You're going to have to get off the couch at some point in time and go to work. I want to talk to you today about a dude that's in the Bible, and you already know the story because you're smart people, right? You already know this story. It's the story of Noah. Whether you went to church when you were a kid or you did not go to church when you were a kid, most people know the story of Noah. If you don't, I'm going to wrap up 4 chapters in about 10 seconds, okay? Give you the quickest version ever. Here's what happened. Noah builds a boat. Animals get on the boat. Flood comes. Noah's saved. That's the entire 4 chapters. Just wrapped it up for you right there. That's free. You can just, that's perfect. That's, you've got it now. But there's so much more to this story. There's so much more to this story, Ferguson. There's so much more to this story, Weldon. There's so much more to this story than just a boat and some animals. So we're going to pick it up in Genesis 6, verse 8. It says, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Say, that's me. That's me. Say it strong. Say, that's me. That's me. Say it again. Say, that's me. That's me. That is you. This is Old Testament. When Jesus came and he died for you, you now receive the favor that was on Jesus' life. That's what you get. So that's you right there in the Bible. Because of Jesus, you get what he gets. It may be shocking to you to think about it, but you get what he should have got because you are an heir according to the promise. So God has put favor on top of your life. And then it says in verse 11, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and earth was filled with violence. God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupted their way in the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, God is about to give Noah a specific blueprint. He is going to build a specific boat. God has given you a specific blueprint. It's for your life. It's for my life. It's for all of our lives. It's a specific blueprint. He is going to follow this to the exact T. Check this out. It says, make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its breadth, 50 cubits. Its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it at a cubit above and set the door of the ark on its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. How many of you guys are like me and you don't know what a cubit is? Oh, some real Bible scholars in the room. I mean, you don't know what a cubit is, right? I didn't know what a cubit is either, so I looked it up. So let me bring this into terms so that we can understand. This boat that Noah was building was the size of a football field and a half. The height of it was like a 4-story house. So this is the boat that he's building. Now what they did was, in Kentucky, they decided to make a replica of this boat, right? This is not the original boat, okay? Somebody asked me. It's not the original boat, okay? But I want to show you this to give you some perspective a little bit. So there's this boat that they built in Kentucky, and it is the Ark. You can see the size of this thing is massive, right? It is a huge boat. They went ahead and look at the size of this thing. This is the length of a football field and a half. That's how big this thing is. So they made the outside, and then they made the inside. I love how they have electricity. There was no electric back then, but it's fine. That's not Noah. So some of you guys are asking, that's not him either. So keep going just a little bit more. And check this out. See all these guys? Pause it right there for a second. There's all these guys. They had over 1,000 workers that came in to build the ark. Over 1,000 workers came in to build the ark. Noah was one man. Why am I telling you that? Because it may look like whatever God is speaking to you in your blueprint, it may look like it's a huge thing in 2020, but I'm telling you, if God can build a boat with one man, hey, listen, you ain't ready for me. You're not ready for me right now. Because I don't care if it's spring forward or fall back. God's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, right? So it don't bother me. If God can do it with one man, and here's the kicker. Noah was 500 years old. That's old. We're going to bring it into perspective just so we can kind of understand a little bit. Noah lived to be 950. We'll just say 1,000 because I know you guys don't want to do math this morning, and I totally get it. We'll say 1,000. 500 is half of 1,000. God promised man 120 years, which would roughly, if we put it in today's time, would make Noah anywhere from 50 to 60 years old when he started building the ark. Why? Why would God do that? Because God does that because so that we don't realize time is no constraint to God. You may say, well, it's too late. The days have already passed. God can't do anything more with me. Those days are already over. And God's saying, no. If I can build a boat with a man who is 500 years old, I can do a whole lot with your life. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 is of no reference to God whatsoever. He said, I'll give you this blueprint, and if you work this blueprint, if you just work this blueprint, work the blueprint. Because here's the thing is, most scholars believe that it took Noah 75 years to build the boat. 75 years. He's sitting on his couch. He's chilling. God says, Noah, yes, I need you to build this thing for me. Got you. It's a little big. Sure, no problem. Noah, for 75 years, this old man is out building on a boat. Neighbors coming by. Hey, Noah, what you doing? Building a boat? For what? Flood? You don't think that Noah there wasn't criticism? You don't think his neighbor said something like, you crazy man, Noah, what are you doing on that boat? What are you building? Listen, you're going to have haters in your life. There's going to be people that are going to come along that are going to, Jesus said, don't cast your pearl before swine lest they trample them under their feet. So you're going to have haters in your life. That's part of it. When you've got a big dream and a big vision and you're standing in faith and you've got a blueprint and you're building, people think you're nuts. People think you're crazy. It doesn't matter. You know, when we were building the Sunset Hills campus, I'll never forget, we walked out these doors before all that was out there, and we walked out these doors, and I think they have a picture of it. They can throw it up for you. And you see that mud that's right there? I was standing there before any of those beams or anything else was standing there. I was standing right there with Pastor David. There was nothing. It was mud. And he said, do you see it? No. He said, you can't see that? Mud? Yeah, mud. I see the mud. And he's like, no.
I see the windows that are right around right here. I see a portico right over here where people can connect and they can have coffee and donuts. And I see a source over here where they can buy things. And then that way we can give it to missions and we can build a wells. And I see all these people just coming in and we're just connecting and we're connecting and we're helping people. And this is where they would go. Can you see it? No. Because all I see is mud. But he saw something on the inside of him. God has spoken something to each of you at all the campuses. There's something on the inside of you. And though people may not be able to see it, you got to stay true to that. He had the blueprint, so he knew. So for 75 years, Noah's building a boat. Now here's something that will crazy that will shock you. It had never rained yet. Look at it. Genesis 2. It had never rained. The Lord would bring up a mist from the ground, and that's how the plants would be watered. So now Noah is building a boat for something that he has never seen before. He doesn't even know what rain is. He doesn't even know what a flood is. So this old man's just out building this thing. Noah, what's about to happen? It's rain. What's rain? I don't know. But a flood's coming. What's a flood? I'm not really sure. But I know this boat's going to look nice. See, you're building something that you may not know what it is yet. Going to Growth Track after service is over. Getting involved in a connect group. Serving. Doing those things. You're building on something. That's part of the blueprint. You're building something that you don't see yet. But you keep building it. Here's the thing is, I don't get a bonus if you go to a connect group. I don't get a bonus if you go to Growth Track. First of all, I don't live by your giving. I live by my giving, so it doesn't matter anyway. But I don't get a bonus off of that. Why are we trying to get you to go to Connect Group? Why am I trying to get you to go to Growth Track? Why am I trying to get you to serve? Because by doing these things, it's part of the blueprint. Tithing, it's part of the blueprint. Because here's the thing is, we're going to have to get off the couch. Like, have you ever been here before? God! I need help. I need to pay these bills. And you know all the Christian things that you're supposed to say. Everybody's done the same thing. If I win the lottery, I'll give it to the church first. Help me play these numbers, Jesus. I was just thinking because there was a lady one time who asked me to pray because she was playing the lottery. She's like, will you pray that the Lord gives me these numbers so I can hit this lottery? She said, I promise you I'll tithe. I said, ma'am, if the Lord was going to give you the numbers to that $980 million, don't you think I would have prayed and asked for that? And then I went home and I was like, that lady's ridiculous, but Lord, if you want me to have it. I'm just kidding. I did. I was totally kidding. But you're praying and you're believing God. You know how things say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I do not lack. I do not want. God, I know you will provide. And God's saying, okay, you're going to have to get off the couch because if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So you're going to have to get off the couch. And what does that mean? You're going to have to start tithing. Because God's not going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on top of you until you start tithing. You're going to have to give. You got to give in order to receive. That's the way it works. So you're going to have to get off the couch. You're going to have to start serving. You're believing God for a mate. Here's the crazy thing. You're going to have to talk to somebody in order to get married. I know, shocker. But you just can't sit here and just believe God for a spouse. You're going to have to put some work in. How many of you guys are married or been married? How many of you guys know it's work? Right? It's work. It's not like you do it the first day. And you're like, okay, you're good. I'm good. We're good for the rest of our life. That's fantastic. It takes a lot of work. Victoria begged me to marry her. I mean, begged me. My God, I said, okay, stop already. I feel horrible about this. That's not at all what happened. But you're going to have to work. It takes work in order to do this. 75 years, it took Noah 75 years. He's building a boat. He's building a boat for something that he doesn't say, but faith without works is useless. It doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? You can believe God all day. You can sit there. Listen, we are faith church. We believe, we receive when we pray. Everything you see here at Ferguson, at Weldon, online, anything that you see, any of the buildings, they were born out of believing we receive when we prayed. Right? We stepped out in faith and we made it happen. But we had to step and start putting some works behind it. Right? You can't just be like, all right, well, give us the building. You can't go to the bank and be like, hey, we want to get this building. Well, what'd you do? Well, we prayed. How many know you're going to have to sign some papers? You're going to put your name on the line. Faith without works. Check it out in James 2. It says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of them says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them things needed for the body, what good is that? Let me explain that for a second. If you pull up to the end of a highway, someone's out there asking for money, and you roll your window down, and you stick your hand out, Weldon, and you say, God bless you, I'm praying for you. That's great. Good job. But he's saying that without works is dead. Faith without works. Well, if I give them money, they're just going to buy alcohol. I believe the best of everybody. If I give somebody money, they're going to think, you know what? God met me today and I'm going to change my life and I'm going to see him in church. So believe the best of people. But what he's saying is faith without works, it's useless. So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Faith without works is dead. We can't just sit on the couch. God's given the blueprint. He's given the blueprint. He said, listen, go to Growth Track after this. After the service is over, go to Growth Track. From Growth Track, you're going to, he's got the whole blueprint laid out for him. From Growth Track, you'll start serving. From serving, you're going to meet your mate. This is how you're going to be blessed. It's the whole thing's going to work out. And service gets over and we think, I don't have time for that. It's 30 minutes. And God said, no, it's part of the blueprint. If you could just work the blueprint. This is all I need you to do is just, please, just work the blueprint. Because how many of you guys know, if you're not a builder, if you're not a builder and you go to build a house and the contractor gives you a blueprint and you say, you know what, I think I can do it better. No, I think I can do it. I can't hang a picture up in my house. I'm not good at it. You can look at me with those glaring eyes all you want to look at me. But I'm not good at it. It's just not what I'm good at. So if we look at this for a second, we say, okay, this is what the builder says to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. We've got to trust the builder. We've got to trust God with he's saying, okay, these are the things that I've set up for you to do. You're going to have to trust me. So last June, it was June 30th, and my wife is, seriously, all joking aside, my wife is Proverbs 31 woman. She's an amazing woman. Like, she's amazing. Five people clapped here, but that's totally fine. But she's absolutely amazing. She's phenomenal. But she's also extremely honest. And last June, I said, hey, babe, I need to ask you a question. We're sitting on the couch. And she said, yeah. And I said, what does my body look like to you? And she said, well, you're no Jason Momoa. Now I don't know if you know who that is, Ferguson Weldon online. He played Aquaman in the movies. Less than 0.1% of people on America are Jason Momoa. I said, Jason Momoa, you just compared me to Aquaman? And she said, hey, I'm not saying your body is bad. I'm not saying your body is good. It's just average. What? And so in order to increase my confidence, I said, yeah, but what about when I was ripped and I was like in shape and stuff like that? And we've been married 14 years. And I said, what about when I was ripped and in shape and stuff like that? And she said, I don't know. I've never seen you that way. Immediately, Don's driving me today. He's my trainer. I called him that night. That night. Him, Dr. Fisella, Dr. Bruce, I called them that night. And I said, hey, man, you need to put me on a program right away. And he said, all right, we'll get to it. But no, tomorrow. Like tomorrow, I'm changing everything. Like, I'm not kidding you. Diet, everything. He said, I'll put you on a crazy program if that's what you want to do. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'm going to look better than Jason Momoa, I'll tell you that much. But how many of you guys know if I just would have sat on the couch and said, God, oh, Lord, help me. Help me lose weight, Jesus. Boys, grab the Doritos. Somebody. Oh, God, help me. Order a pizza. Oh. No. I had to start putting some work to it. Day in and day out, going to the gym. Now my body looks completely different. You'll never see it. This is a few months ago. I was walking through the house without a shirt on, and Victoria said, now that I see the options, I like this one. I said, Jason Momoa ain't got nothing on me, baby. I'll tell you that much. But there's works. You have to work. You have to believe God. You have to keep believing God. Keep believing God. You've got to put some work. Work to it, work to it, work to it. Faith without works is dead. We can't just sit on the couch and hope and pray. Can't just sit here and hope and pray that things are going to happen. Now, do I believe we receive when we pray? Absolutely. 100%. But I also know you got to put works to it. The other night, my son decided to eat Taco Bell and then go to a basketball practice for 3 hours. Yeah, you can imagine when he came home. He said, I don't feel right. I said, you probably don't. For the next 5-6 hours, he just kept throwing up. Now, I'm laying in bed. Victoria said, Brandon just threw up. And I said, ah, man, that stinks. Because, you know, as a parent, you're always trying to figure out who's taking this one. You know what I mean? And if you're like, oh my gosh, this is hard. I barely keep my eyes open. Oh, you got him? You ever do this? you ever when the other person gets up and they're already up, then you act like you were about to get up? You're like, you're already up? I'm not going to worry about it then. Oh, man, telling all my secrets. But I'm laying in bed. And this is what I did. I was laying in bed and I said, God, I just pray over Brandon right now. Just declare that he's healed. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm praying. Obviously, what are you doing? And he said, get up and go lay your hands on him. The Bible says, my word says, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And I was like, yeah, but Victoria's already there. She has hands. Oh, man, if you would hear some of the conversations I have with God. Oh, it's great. I'll tell on myself right now. This has nothing to do with my message, but this did happen. So last night, I thought I did terrible when I left here last night. I was like, oh, man, it was the worst message ever. This is terrible. And so you beat yourself up over it, and it doesn't matter. And I go home, and Victoria's gone. She took her and Preston went out on like a mommy-son date night. And so they're gone, and Brandon's downstairs playing the Xbox. And so I make a pizza, and I ate the entire pizza, the whole large pizza, ate the whole large pizza. And I text Victoria, and I said, you need to get home because I just ate an entire pizza. Like, this isn't good, right? And so, no, I'm not kidding you. This just happened. 1:30 this morning, I wake up, and I'm like, I'm about to throw up, right? And then your brain starts talking. It's like, oh, you got coronavirus. I hear you. This is it. You got the same thing Brandon had. So I get out of bed. I go into my kitchen. I'm not kidding you. Turn the light on. I open up the Bible. I'm like, we're about to get down to business. You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to happen. I'm speaking to my body. Is it? I said in verse Psalms 91:10, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. I just speak right now that I'm here. And the Lord said, what are you doing? I said, I'm rebuking this sickness. He said, this has nothing to do with sickness. You ate an entire large pizza before you went to bed. Drink some water. Take some supplements. You'll be fine. I said, wow, he's in a bad mood tonight. So a chunk of water. Somebody doesn't sleep and doesn't slumber, you may need to take a nap, you know? Look, here's the crazy thing. I love religious people because you're looking at me like, you better not talk to God like that. God's not looking for perfection. He's looking for honesty. So I took supplements and went straight to sleep. I'm like, seriously, went straight to sleep. Woke up this morning. I was like, my God, I feel great. I feel good. But, you know, if you think about that, we can allow our minds to start to take over. And we'll start thinking crazy things. And then the devil will come in. He'll start telling you crazy stuff. This plan's not going to work for you. This blueprint's for somebody else. Nope, you're not going to make it. Nope, this isn't going to work. No, you got divorced at 40. There's no way you'll get remarried. No, you've lost everything and you're 50. There's no way that that's going to happen. And God's saying, no, 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 no. I got the blueprint. Your time is coming. It's going to happen. The rain is going to come. The flood is going to happen. There's no doubt about it. Because check this out. Genesis 7. Verse 1 says, the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for I've seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. And then in verse 4 he says, for in 7 days I'll send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. 7 days. He's built for 75 years. He's been building a boat, working his faith. Do I think it's going to take 75 years for those things to happen in your life? No, 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 no. Because what if we keep saying at the church? It's a quick work. I've seen God do quick works real fast. Well, I'm believing God for a healing. I'm believing God for a healing. You know what I told Brandon that night when he was thrown up? He said, man, I don't feel right, Dad. I prayed for him. He said, man, I don't feel good. I said, hey. Oh, no, 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 no. We change. We're snared by the words of our mouth. Here's what you're going to say. We believe we receive when we pray. So every time you think you're about to throw up, I want you to say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And you say, well, that's radical and that's crazy. That's the kind of God I serve. He's big. He's huge. He's Ephesians 3:20. So that's the God I serve. I believe it. I'll go down believing the book to my dying days. For 75 years, he's building the boat. Bam. Now God says, go get in the boat. He shuts the doors and says, 7 days and I'll send rain. 7 days. He's sitting in this boat for 7 days and nothing. The animals are in the boat. There were no toilets. It's a terrible line, but I'm going to use it. Sometimes the things that God is asking you to do stinks. Doesn't look the way you thought it was going to look. It's going to take some work. So he's sitting in this boat. There he is. 7 days. He's with his kids. If they're anything like my kids, they're going to be like, what are we doing? Is it raining yet? Are we there yet? What are the animals doing? Should we go feed them? Oh my God, shut up. Why don't you guys go out and see what the neighbors are doing? That's terrible. That's horrible. Bad joke. So, but 7 days. Why am I telling you that? Because I believe that God's about to bring a flood. I believe that he's about to bring rain. I believe he's about to bless you beyond blessing. Okay? There's no doubt about it. Whether you're here, Weldon, Ferguson, online, doesn't matter. I believe he's about to happen in your life. 100%. The doors may be closed. You've done those things. Growth track, connect groups, tithing, you're doing those things. Listen, you may be on day one, you may be on day two, you may be on day three, you may be on day four, but I'm telling you, you're going to start to hear it. You're going to start to hear a little bit of trickle of rain. Then there's going to be a downpour of favor that's on top of your life. You're going to have the biggest, it's going to be the best years of your entire life. Do you believe it?
Do you believe it today? Do you believe it at Weldon? Do you believe it at Ferguson? Do you believe it online? It's about to change. And let me tell you something. When the flood happened, the whole landscape of the world changed. That's what's about to happen in your life. The whole landscape of the world is about to change around you. Every head bowed and every eye closed, whether you're here in Weldon, online, Ferguson. And you say, you know what, Pastor Phil, I know this was for me. I've been standing in faith and I've been believing. And I know that blueprint's right in front of me. And I believe those things. I believe it today. If that's you that's in this room, or it's at Weldon, Ferguson, or online, Facebook, I want you to raise your hand right where you're at so that I can pray for you. There's hands going up everywhere right now. Everywhere. I see those hands. God sees those hands. Father, I thank you for each and every single person that's raising their hands at all the campuses today. God, we believe, we receive when we pray, but we know there's some work that we have to do. We'll go to Growth Track. We'll go to a Connect group. We'll tithe. We'll give. We'll do those things that you've asked us to do. And we'll work the blueprint that you've set in front of us. We'll forgive those people that's hurt us. That's part of the blueprint. We're forgiving those people, those hurts and those pains, and we're letting it go. And God, we believe, like Noah, that the flood is coming, that the rain is coming, that the favor of God is pouring onto our lives, and we receive it today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.